is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So I'm all into cooking and stuff. I love cooking and always have. And I follow all different types of people on social media that do cooking videos. And one I recently started following is a girl who, she grew up Amish. I don't know if she's still Amish because she uses a KitchenAid mixer and stuff in some of her recipes. But anyway, I told my wife, I said, hey, look, I've been following this Amish girl in some of her recipes and all. And she goes, I like the Amish. I'm like, well, who doesn't? Who's got a beef with the Amish? I mean, isn't that pretty understood that everybody likes the Amish people?
Yeah, they're not hurt nobody.
She's like,
I like them.
Well, like I just said, I hate the Amish, and she has to take up for them. I like the Amish.
I don't care what you say. Yeah,
right.
I love them.
I do too. Everybody does.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So the Thailand police have charged a man in the death of a woman who was killed by an elephant. They have a booming elephant tourism industry in Thailand. There's twice as many elephants in captivity as there are in the wild. And they're in the captivity so they can make money with the tourism. Mm-hmm. And people go over there to, you know, interact with an elephant. And she was gored by one. She was a tourist from Brazil, young woman, and they're now charging the handler with negligence, basically.
Yeah.
But she was bathing it. That's one of the tourism activities that you get to do. You get to go in the shallow water and grab buckets and pour it over the sides of the elephants, and I guess they like that. But they said she was unfortunately gored and died.
What a great scam, though, to get people to pay you to do your chore. That's some Tom Sawyer stuff right there.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, you got all the other kids coming over to whitewash the fence.
Yeah, right. Bathe the elephant.
You get to bathe the elephant.
For a hefty price. I think it's pretty expensive to do it.
But I'm going to start having tourists pay me to wash my truck.
Well, I guess how cool is your truck? I mean, it's all relative. But yeah, she's 22 years old.
Sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. But they said it exposes a larger problem with elephant tourism in Thailand, that it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, they're wild animals.
Can you take an elephant's tusks without killing it?
That's a good question.
Can you detusk an elephant?
I think you can. And they said it's a way to spare the animal from poachers because that's what they're going after.
Right.
So I believe that has happened.
That's what I was going for there. Mm-hmm. And then you could, you know, if you're using them for these, you know, tourists and all that, you can have them removed.
Yeah. But I think, you know, you're taking your life in your own hands. I mean, all these experiences where you get to cuddle with tigers and pandas, even in China. Mm-hmm. I love pandas more than anybody. I don't want to get that close. I can appreciate them from afar. I don't want to have that kind of interaction with them because they are animals.
The only type of interaction with a wild animal I would want to have up close and all like that is if it's a baby. Like if it's small enough that I could punt it, if it attacked me, then it's okay.
That was that woman's theory on getting dogs. She goes, I'm never going to get a dog that I can't beat up. If worse comes to worse, one stomp and both of my dogs are gone.
Like those little tiger cubs or bear cubs.
Yeah.
And I'd play with those all day.
That safari, I think it's in Myrtle Beach. They're big on Instagram because they let people interact with the monkeys and stuff. But the monkeys, to me, that's the scariest one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be messing with a monkey.
You hear horror stories of people interacting with monkeys and it goes badly. So
yeah, because they're fast.
They're fast and they're strong.
Yeah, right. But even like those little spider monkeys and stuff. So maybe that's another rule. If they're small and fast, I don't want it. But if they're small and slow, like a bear cub or a tiger or something.
You'd hold a tiger?
Yeah, a tiger cub, sure.
You would?
Why not? I think they're adorable. I ought to order a couple.
I would not. So, terrible story. But, yeah, just be careful around these animals, man.
Mm-hmm. Don't pick up no possums.
No possums.
That's a wild animal you don't want to mess with.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So, Riggins, you keep up with all the trends on social media and all of that kind of stuff. Do you keep your eye on trends that you think will be gone soon? Stuff like that. Like, I want the trend of everybody using profanity on social social media to be gone, and I also want sloppy eating to be gone from social media, where they dip a chicken nugget or a chicken strip into a jar full of ranch and it runs all out of the thing and down their hand and all that, and those one of those birria tacos, birria tacos. Is that going away anytime soon?
You know what? The birria stuff had a moment, and I think that's kind of become less popular. But the dunking thing, I don't know. I don't know if that'll end.
It needs to.
Yeah, you really
need to get back to having manners. Come on, get some manners.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Hey, Riggins, how has your family always been on the idea of cremation? Do they do that?
It's a good question, because typically, back in the day, Catholics were not for cremation.
Yeah.
But they've loosened up those rules now, but nobody in my family is cremated.
Yeah, when I was growing up and somebody would say something about being cremated or whatever, my family would be like,
yeah, it's kind of controversial.
Yeah, because I think the Christian belief is that one day, you know, you'll take back over your body and God will put your spirit back in and that sort of thing. Mm. I think that's kind of what it is. I don't know. But the first person in my family to be cremated was my mom's third husband.
Okay.
And he was he wasn't really a big religious person and all that. He was a world traveler and all that. So maybe he didn't think about that. But it just came to the house and it's like a regular box. It was in a bag and a box.
A cardboard box?
Yeah. Like you got an Amazon package or something.
Really?
Yeah. And so then you have to put it in a decorative urn or whatever the case may be.
I didn't know that.
But this lady had her grandfather's ashes, and her kids must be wild, but they got the little container that had, it's in a cross kind of bottle and it has a screw cap on it. And she's talking about what her kids did. And it was this.
Paul. They got him and they dumped him out all over my carpet. And I didn't realize it was Paw, and I vacuumed him up. They may have eaten some of them too, because Rami had the cap in his mouth, and Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh.
So, the first thing I learned from that is that Yankees call their grandfathers Paw sometimes too. I always thought that was just a Southern thing, but clearly that lady is not Southern. Judging by the accent and the, taking the Lord's name in vain like that. But why are the ashes just sitting around where your bad kids can get into them?
I mean, really?
Or maybe she was talking about dogs. Was she talking about her dogs?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, she said the cap was in his mouth or something like that.
She was either talking about dogs or bad toddlers or something.
Yeah, I assume toddlers, but yeah, it could have been the dogs.
Yeah.
Then I would feel a little bit better. Like the dog doesn't know, but I guess the kids wouldn't know either.
But I mean, I don't understand the keeping and displaying and holding on to ashes.
I don't either.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
I mean, you might as well just, if I'm cremated, I would just say, don't just throw my ashes away. Just burn me and put it in the way. I mean, nobody needs to be spreading them or keeping them or anything. It doesn't matter at that point. Yeah. It's just putting people out.
Yeah. Didn't Lindsay say she's got her dog's ashes?
Yeah.
She keeps those.
I have my dad's ashes in my car.
In your car?
It's hanging from the rearview mirror.
Yeah. Something like that where you got little pieces of or whatever, but to just have the big pile of ashes where dogs can get it. And then are these people who have to travel all over the, some kind of a crazy place in the country to spread ashes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, don't worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Can I see your dad's ashes?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, you won't.
Is that an inappropriate thing to ask? It's gonna, maybe.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Oh, they're calling for ice and snow and sleet and rain and six inches of sleet. And Rob comes in with shorts on today.
Yeah.
Right? He's wearing shorts. Uh-huh. I just noticed that when he walked by. It is about 20 degrees where we live, mm-hmm, in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. It's 20 degrees. He's got shorts on.
Yeah. I didn't wear a coat.
You didn't wear a coat?
No.
Yeah, like a long john type thing going on, right?
It's kind of a sweater material. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Long underwear.
Yeah. But I will have to start my truck up before I leave to go home
because it's going to be freezing.
Yeah, it's totally freezing.
Yeah.
But why shorts? Why not just throw on some pants?
Well,
one day.
My muscles on my legs are just too big to fit in regular pant legs.
Mm-hmm. You're the Hulk. He's okay, like,
it's all right. The original Hulk.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
So just some behind the scenes. We're getting some wintry weather today. And while we were talking to Lindsay earlier off the radio, she said, oh, I'm going to make some soup today. And it took everything in my power to go, no, you're not. I just didn't believe her for some reason. I just can't picture her sitting there making soup at the stove. I'm sure I know she is. She told me exactly what she's going to make, mm-hmm, but it's just hard to picture her in that.
The domestic mood.
Yes.
Light like that.
Yeah.
She's doing it from scratch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't believe that either.
It's just not a slight against her. It's just you have a picture of somebody in your head, and when they break that mold, like now she's, you know, domestic, like TJ said, mm-hmm, she's a housewife. So she's going to be there with the apron on and making her soup and doing all that kind of stuff. It's just weird. It's kind of trippy.
Mm-hmm. But she'll admit, though, she's not a really great cook or anything. Like, she gets by,
mm-hmm,
you know,
I think
what she says.
There's probably most people probably aren't good cooks.
Yeah.
They do as much as they can to get by. I mean, my mom would have said, yeah, when I was, you know, became a mother, I was not the best at what I was doing, but you guys were, mm-hmm, fed, and that was all it is.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, if that's a passion of yours, you get better at it.
But one of the problems is this is a good problem to have, but if you're not a great cook or you don't like to cook, then having small children that love grown-up people food.
Yeah.
That her kids eat the grown-up food.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want just chicken nuggets and stuff like that. I mean, they want steak and broccoli.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
My niece and nephews are like that. They want the prime rib on Christmas, uh-huh, and the steaks when we do it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you guys don't eat, like, the grilled cheese and stuff? And they're like, no, not really. I have one nephew on Thanksgiving. He's the picky eater in the family. All he wanted was cut-up onions and hot sauce.
What?
What? That's... That child needs therapy, I think. Something's wrong.
He's the wild child.
Like raw onions?
Raw white onions.
The strongest of the onions.
Hit him with Texas Pete or whatever my mom had on hand. That's what he eats a lot. I mean, can you think of more aggressive flavors for a little kid than raw onions and hot sauce? How old is he? He's seven.
That is incredible. How did he even realize he liked that?
I don't know.
Is he a demon?
He might be. A demon.
Are they diced onions or are they slices? What are?
My mom asked my sister-in-law. She goes, "How do you want me to cut them up?" She was like, "Anything is fine." And mom was like, "Okay." And she like cut up a white onion and gave it to him on a like a little SpongeBob plate.
Yeah.
And then hit hot sauce in the other little compartment.
Not even a red onion or that's the weakest of the onion flavors.
Yeah,
Vidalia sweet onion. Just that strong white.
What in the world, dude?
He's never heard of that.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So I was telling my little friend Jenny, who's tiny, tiny. I mean, every part about her is tiny. She weighs 100 pounds, short. Yeah. And her head is tiny. And I told her she would look really good in one of those, what do they call them? Noggin Boss giant hats that people are wearing. They're giant baseball cap looking things that they wear to sporting events and all that.
Yeah. Big hats.
And just, you know, just to be funny, I was thinking we ought to get her one of those just to be fun. And then I looked them up. They're $100.
You're kidding?
Those hats are $100.
Oh, well, that's not $100 cute.
Yeah, because it's a novelty thing, like the cheesehead hats that they wear at Green Bay. This is along those lines, just being a novelty thing. $100.
Now that you say that, those cheeseheads are probably $100 too. I would imagine they're probably stupid expensive. Right. That's ridiculous.
Well, it was a good thought.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.